He put it away in his pocket like he hid it, Rashi says, for Yom Rabin. In other words, he doesn't have intentions of giving it to his wife today, but rather he still wants to have a test, he still wants to wait a while. The Mephais Satafais, maybe like they'll make up together, and then he won't have to use the get. So Meir, what's going to be the luck in such a case like this? Like, how is the Zman going to help? Like, he had the get written up and signed on the same day, but the Chur, that Zman does not help us. Because maybe the husband will wait here another two few weeks until he gives it to her. So Gemara says, Omele, he answered back, that's not a case that shchir, that doesn't happen too often. Because the klal usually is that loimaktim inish prunoslo nafshei. A person does not put punishment upon himself earlier. In other words, if he has any doubts, if he wants to give his wife a get yet, so he does not make up the get now. A person only goes to write up the get when he decided already for sure he's going to give his wife the get. But here that he still wants to have another test yet to see if they'll make up or not, he does not go to write the get. So usually when you write up a get, you have in mind to give it right away. So therefore the Zman HaKsiva helps. So Ravina says Rav Ashi, if so, what's going to be by Gitin HaBoyim Mimedinas HaYom? What's going to be by a get that's written outside Eretz Yisrael and that's brought into Eretz Yisrael? It takes a long time. The Michtevei Benisin, the get could be was first written up in Nisan, and true, you have the Edim signed in. But for Loimoto Atishrei, it could be it takes 6 months until the get gets to her, and the get is first given over in Tishrei. So what's going to be then? Like, how does the Zman help in such a case? Is Maha'ilu Chachom Teknosim? So the question is, Maha'ilu Chachom Teknosim? What did the Chachom help in such a case if the get is first given over 6 months later? So Malay said back, Hanu kol islu. I'll tell you, such a get has a kill. Everybody knows about such a get, that the get was written in Medina Fayom and first brought 6 months or a while later to Eretz Yisrael. So people know not to just look at the date that it says inside the get in such a case, but they know they have to realize to find out exactly when the get was given over. But in normal cases where the get is given and it was written and given over the same place, then the Zman itself does help. Itma will learn like this. From when do we start counting for a get? So Rashi says, this goes on the halacha that after a lady receives a get, she has to wait 3 months until she could remarry. That's a din d'rabbanan. As havchana, we have to make sure to know who the husband is. Like, we're afraid maybe she was pregnant from the first husband. If she gets married right away, we won't know who the husband is. Therefore, she has to first wait 3 months, and we can tell whether she's pregnant or not, and then she has a right to remarry. So when do we start counting these 3 months? So Rav Omer Rav says, Mishas Nesina. First, after when the get is chal, after the husband gives over the get to his wife, now she has to wait 3 months. Who Shmuel Omer Shmuel says, no, Mishas Ksiva. It's enough to wait 3 months from the date, the time that the get was written. Even though the husband first gives over the get a while later, but as soon as the husband went to have the get written up, Ishas Ksivam, that's when the Isha now has the right to start counting her 3 months. And the Svari is Pasha, that once the husband goes to write up a get for his wife, he doesn't plan to live with her anymore. So maybe that's enough of Achona to see if she's pregnant or not, if she waits 3 months from this time. Maskiv lo Rav Nosson Bareisha Lishmuel. So Rav Nosson Bareisha is the Kasha to Shmuel. Yomru, we should say then, Shtei Noshim Mechotzer Achas, could be a case of two wives in one Chotzer, that Zu Asura, Zu Moteris, that it could be the husband wrote up the get for one wife now, and first gave it to her 2 weeks later. And for the second wife, he had it written up that date, and he gave it to her the same day. So it comes out both of them received the get the same day, but one is allowed to remarry after 2 months, and one is going to have to wait for 3 months. So it's not mistaken like that. Omalei Abayis, Abayis said back, what's wrong? I'll tell you, Zuzman Gita Machiach Oleha, the Zuzman Gita Machiach Oleha. What's so wrong about that? Like, just look and see what date it says in the get. For the locker is, you write the date of the Ksiva. So therefore, one get, the reason why she could remarry after 2 months, is because the date says 3 months ago. And the reason why the other one has to wait to complete 3 months now, is because her date first says today. So there's no Chshayla. Yes, that's what he answered to say that. It's not so bad. Even though they're two wives and they both received the get the same day, one has to wait 2 months, one has to wait 3 months. Because if we look at the Zman of the get, we'll see that one was written a month before the other one. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kavosi de Rav, Tanya Kavosi de Shmuel. I'll bring your proof to Rav, and I'll bring your proof to Shmuel. Tanya Kavosi de Rav, I'll bring your proof to Rav. It will learn like this. Somebody sends a get to his wife, and it takes the shlich, he waits on the road, 3 months it takes until he gets there. So it says the halacha, when she finally receives the get after 3 months, she has to still wait another 3 months before she could remarry. So you see a clear proof to Rav, that we go boss of the Zman Hanasina, when she receives the get, from then on she has to wait for 3 months. And it's saying now, Chiddush get Yoshon, Ein Cheshishin. We're not afraid now for get Yoshon. A get Yoshon means a get that if the husband writes up a get, and afterwards, before he gives it to her, if the husband lives with his wife, so the lacher is that get is possible with the Rabbanan. So here, even though he had the get written up 3 months ago, and it took 3 months till the get got to her, we're not afraid to say that in between maybe live with her. Because min hastam, we say, why should he live with her? If he wrote up the get and wants to give it to her, he wants to give her a get, he doesn't want to be with her. So unless we see them together, we see them have yichud, we're not afraid for a get yoshin. And it says clearly, sharei lo nisyachad imo, because they were not together, we didn't find them alone together, therefore the get is kosher. But this is the proof to Rav. Now, Tani Kavosi de Shmuel, I'll bring you another brice, we have a proof to Shmuel. It says, Alochom, HaMishal Leish Get LeYishtoi. If somebody, like a husband, writes up to get, and he gives it to a third person to hold on, eventually to give it over to his wife. For Yoma, Loyin, the husband, says to this third person, Al Titzineyu Lo El Yacha Gimel Chadoshim. I want you to hold on to the get. It's not that you have to travel for 3 months, even though they're both in town, but I just want you to hold on to the months to this get for 3 months, and then you give it to her. So it says here, Mishenos Nulo, when this person gives over the get to his wife after 3 months, is Muteres Linosim Miyad. She's allowed to get married now, remarried right away, or the get Yoshin and Cheshin. And again, we're not afraid that maybe in between the husband lived with his wife. To say that that get should be possible, because we did not see them alone together, so we're not afraid they live together. But this is a proof to Shmuel that we go after the Zman of the Ksiva. When the get was written up, from then on, she loses, she has the right, we count the 3 months, after the, we count the 3 months from the time the get was written, the Zman of Ksiva, and from then she's allowed to remarry. Mor says now, Rav Kanov, Rav Papi, Rav Ashi, Avdi, Mishas Ksiva. They both hold like Shmuel, that you go after Shas Ksiva, we start counting the 3 months from the time the get was written. Rav Popov, Rav Hunabred, Rav Yeshua, Avdi, Mishas Nesina. They say, no, you go after Shas Nesina when the get is given over. Fehilchasa, what's the locha, Mishas Ksiva, we go to Kula. So we count the 3 months from the time the get was written. So even though when the get was given over, it's 3 months later, the Maisa, she's allowed to remarry right away. As long as from the Zman HaKsiva, 3 months passed by. Itma would end like this. Me'eima sa'i ksuva mishametis. When does the ksuva have the halacha that shvius is mishamet? We know the halacha is any chayv, any time you owe somebody money, or he owes it to you, when it, after Shemitah, when it comes to the end of the 7th year, all the chayvos are bottled. You don't have a right to collect your money anymore. That's the locha of Shemitah. Now the shala, what about a ksuba? A ksuba, even after the husband gives his wife a get, or even after the husband dies, that now she has a right to collect the ksuba. So Tosfos really explains there that most times a wife doesn't go to collect the ksuba, but rather the locha is that kol zaman she does not collect the ksuba from the yorshim, she has the right to get mezainos. That's also a tnai in the ksuba. That the yorshim, the kids that yashin the father, they have to also support their mother. Even though she does not, kol zaman she does not take the ksuba, she did not collect the money, she just sits there like and gets her paycheck for the mezainos, for the food that she needs to eat on. So minastam anisha does not go to collect the ksuba, but rather she just collects the mezonos. When do we say no, that anisha changes her mind and now she wants to go and collect the money? Because the law of Shemitah is, the pasuk says lo yigosh, that you cannot collect the money after Shemitah. So it's mashma, we're talking about a case that you have a right to collect the money, just now that Shemitah passed by, you can't collect it anymore. So when is it considered that anisha now is time for her to collect the ksuba? So Gemara says, Rav Omer, Rav says, Mishatifkoim v'tiskoif. You have to do two things. Mishatifkoim means she already collected a little bit of the ksuba. Even let's say the ksuba is $200. If she even collected $10 already. And then the rest of the $190, she was zokav tiskoif, means like she went to Bezdin and say, listen, I want to collect the other $190 also. So Bezdin says, okay, they have to pay it to you. And they're like, mevevin to a choiv. That's called like a shtar choiv now that they owe her the money. So when these two things were done, now we say for sure she does not kastam sit back and receive her mezonos, but she means it that she wants to collect the ksuba. That's called the shas hagviya. Now it's called lo yigosh. So if Shemitah passes by now, she can't collect it anymore. Well, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no, you do not need two things. It's enough either one of the two. Pogma, if she already collected a little bit of the money, so loch is afa pishloi zokfa. Even though she did not go now again to Bezdin to go to collect the rest of the money, still after she collected a little bit, we say the rest of the money is like a chayv now, that it's oimed to be collected, and if she waits till after Shemitah, she cannot collect it anymore. Or else Zokfa, let's say she went to Bezdin to tell Bezdin, listen, I want to collect my whole ksuba. Afa pishaloi pogma, even though she did not, pogma means like you took something away, even though she did not collect any money yet, still the locher is, it's called a layigosh, it's called now the zman, when she can go collect the money, and if she waits till after Shemitah, she can't collect it anymore. So the way the Tais Zerid explains, the Machlekes says, when do we see for sure the wife wants to give up her schus of getting just the mezonos, but now she means business, she wants to go down to collect the ksuba. When do we see it? So Gemara says, Tani Kavosa, the Rav, Tani Kavosa, the Shmuel. I have one price that's approved to Rav, and I have another price that's approved to Shmuel. Tani Kavosa, the Rav. I learned that a price that says like Rav, like this. It says, Meyei Mosai Ksuba Mishametes. When does the Ksuba is? When again is the Ksuba exceeded? La Yigosh, when do we say Ksuba is exceeded? That's the time now for to collect it. That if she waits till after Shemitah, she can't collect anymore. Misha tifkoim v'tiskoif. She has to do two things. She has to already collected a little bit of money, and the rest of the money also she has in mind to collect, and she went to Bezdin already, and Bezdin changed it over into a chayiv. What about pogma? She collected a little bit of money, but v'loi zokfa, the rest of the money she did not change it over yet into a chayiv. Real Zokfa, she only changed it over into a chayv like she went to Bezdin already to start to complain and tell them that she wants to collect the ksuba, but she did not collect anything yet. For Loi Pogma, she did not collect anything yet. Ein Mishametis, you should know it's not called La Yiga, she does not have a right to collect anything. So therefore, the Shemitah is not Mishamet, does not stop the chayv. And so we still have a doubt to say maybe she only wants to collect her mezonos still and not collect the rest of the money. Therefore, it's not considered lo yigosh. Shemitah does not stop it. Until she does two things, then we see for sure she means to collect the money. Now it's called the choiv, so if she waits till after Shemitah, she can't collect anymore. This is a proof to Rav. But the locher is like Shmuel, Natani Kavosu, the Shmuel, I'll bring you a proof to Shmuel. It says, Oinis, if a man is minus a girl, a Nara, so Loch Riz, he has to pay a knas of $50. Or else a knas in the case where he says the Moisi Shemra, a husband is Moisi Shemra upon his wife, that she has nus. Or else a pitui, where he talked the girl into living with her. Or also he has to pay the knas. Or else a ksubas isha. Or else the case of the ksubas isha, where the husband died, the husband gave her a get, that she has a right to collect the ksuba. So it says in all these three cases, shezok from the milva. If the maid is kifa b'milva, which means they went down to Bezdin to say they want to collect the money, the locheriz is called like a chayv now, they have a right to collect it, and therefore mishamtin, that if they wait till after Shemitah, they cannot collect it anymore. V'yim lav, let's say they were not zokfun, and they did not go down to Bezdin to start to ask for it yet, ein mishamit, ein mishamtin, then we say, Shemitah is not mishamit, It's not called lo yigosh. It's not called the zman yet. When the wife wants to collect a ksuba, we would rather say she just wants to get her mezonos. Now, may Amos sign this kofen b'milva. When do we consider it that they changed it over into a chayiv? When is it called niskofen b'milva? So it says clearly, mishas hamod b'din. It's enough just that when she went down to Bezdin to start to complain in Bezdin and tells Bezdin, I want to collect my ksuba. Or else by the Oinus or the Knas or the Pitui, when they went down to Bezdin to make them pay the money, and Bezdin gave a psak din, yes, they have to pay the money, from then on it's called the Chayiv, that Shemit is Mishamit. So this is the proof to Shmuel that you do not have to have two things, Togmo and Zokfo. It's enough, either one by itself is enough. The Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Ksubo Kemaisa Bezdin Damya. A regular Ksubo that a husband gives his wife, is considered like a Maisa Bezdin. What does that mean? Ma Maisa Bezdin, just like a regular Maisa Bezdin, some type of a shtar that Bezdin makes up, Nichtovim Bayoim, V'nechtovim Balaylo, you have a right to write it by daytime, and sign it at nighttime, that doesn't have the psul that we had on our Mishnah. Of a shtar Muktim, a Maisa Bezdin is different. So Rashi explains, because Chiyuvim Mishum Psak Dinu, V'yafagav Le'ichtim, that we don't care about so much the signatures by a Maisa Bezdin. The main thing of a Maisa Bezdin is the Psak Din. So if that was done by daytime, the Shtar was kosher. So Shmuel adds on and says, Af Ksuba Nechtoves B'yev V'Nechtemes Balaylo. A Ksuba also has the same halacha like a Maisa Bezdin, could be written by daytime, even though they first signed it at night. So Rashi explains why. Why is the Ksuba better? So Rashi says, Af Ksuba Mishas Tziva. The nichnas sol chupa, from the time when you wrote it, when you have in mind to go to the chupa, the kirav chasnesu is chal shibudu viafagav lo yichtam. Even before the edim sign on it, the svara say the husband means to be mishabed himself to have to pay the ksuba. So again, the main thing is the shas haksiva, the shibud of the ksuba is chal b'shas taksiva. Even though usually by regular shtar everything is first chal at the time when the edim sign on it. Over here by Iksub, it's like the Meister Bezdin, it's Chah B'Shas Tiksiva. That's what Shmuel was Mechadish. Sumer says, Ksuboso de Rav Chia Barav, the Ksub that Rav Chia Barav himself used, was Ichtav Bayoim, V'Yichtum Balaylo. It was written by daytime, and first signed at nighttime. And Hevi Rav Hossam, Rav was there, V'Loyom Alu V'Loy Midi, and Rav didn't tell them anything. So it's a proof, L'Khuru, that Rav holds like Shmuel. So Mor says, Leimah Kishmuel Srirle. Let's say Rav also holds like Shmuel, that a ksuba has a right to be written by daytime and first signed at nighttime. So Mor says, no, maybe not. I'll tell you here the case was, Asukin B'Yosei Inyan Hevi. From the time they wrote it, they were talking exactly about it, they were working on it, exactly how much money to have to pay, what they should put in the ksuba. It just took a long time until they got to finish it. So therefore, since they're still working on it the whole time, then it's better than it's kosher. The Tanya we learned, Omer Rebbe Loza Ba Rebbe Tzadik, Loishon Uvela Kishayin Asugun Baisinyin. When do we say if you have a shtar that's written by daytime, and signed at nighttime, it's posul, it's psul, muktam, that's when they finished the inyan of the get, of the shtar by daytime. And Stam the Adam took the time to sign at nighttime, then it's posul. But if they're working with it the whole time, like Rashi explains, Kivon Shaidim Zumonim Lachtam, the Edom are there ready to sign. Just by Korchem, they're pushed off, because they didn't finish making up the Shtar yet. And that's such a case that that's what the Chans Chachamim to say, that the Get is still kosher, or the Shtar is still kosher. Even though it comes out that they first signed it at night, but there there's no Pagam, there's no Psul, because you can't help it like. Asukun by Sinyin, that's a takana to say you have a right to use the Zman of the Ksiva. But it could be not because Rav holds like Shmuel there's a special takana to say that Ksubas Isha is better, could be Ksubas Isha is not better. Just here the loch is that since the Asukun by Sinyin, this is better. Then the Gemara ends off that the Mishnah says, Rav Shimon Machshir. Rav Shimon says that by Get Isha, a Get that was written by daytime and signed at nighttime still is kosher. So Omar Rav, brother says, my time of Reb Shimon, what's the time of Reb Shimon? What does he say to get this kosher right? Smuktim? Ksavar, because he holds, Kivon, Shenosin, Ein of Lagarsha. As soon as the husband puts his mind into giving his wife a get, which means at the time he had to start to write the get, Yeshuv en leperis. From then on, he doesn't have to eat peris anymore. So it's very good. If you learn like Rosh Lakish, that the time of a ksuba, the time of the zman of a get, is mishum peris. So according to Rav Shimon, even though the get was written today and signed tomorrow, it's okay. Because from the time of the ksiva saget, that's when the husband loses his right to eat the peris. That's Rav Shimon Svarak Sodar, Kiva and Shinosa name of the Gash, as soon as he put his mind at giving a get, Shuvain Le Paris. From then on, he doesn't have the right to get eat Paris anymore. Omer Rashlokas says that Lehichshu Rav Shimon El Liyalter. Rav Shimon was only Makel if true the get was signed today, was written up today, and signed at night time. But if you give it to her that night, then it's kosher. Avol Mikan Biyadasara Yomim. Let's say he waits a while, he waits till 10 days to give it to her, then the get is not kosher. That's what Shlokish is for. Why?